If you could give advice to your younger self, what would you say?
I would say, stop stressing out. It's going to work out. Relax.
Yeah, especially like with relationships or
yes,
something like that.
Because when you think, I went through all my 20s wondering, what am I going to find my person?
Yeah, it'll happen.
My parents met each other when they were 21.
Well, that can put unintentional, but like pressure on you.
Yes. And that's
because you see that
thought,
model and you're like, well, obviously.
I thought that's how it worked.
I'm going to be an absolute loser if I'm not.
Exactly. I went through college, didn't find them there.
Hooked up.
I'm like, how in the world am I going to find someone? And yeah, right. I stressed about it for a while.
Yeah.
And then I relaxed when I got my late 20s. I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah.
My life
I
is fine. I don't need someone.
I would probably say the same thing to me. Like, especially regarding relationships. It was just like, look.
Chill out. There's a plan.
Yeah.
It'll happen when it's supposed to.
You'll be fine.
Yes.
Don't worry about it.
Yes.
So I say that because there's a team at MIT, which brains.
Where smart people go. Okay.
So they came up with an AI, an artificial intelligence chatbot called Future You.
Okay.
But this lets you ask an older and wiser version of yourself for advice. So you would, you know, Kelly go, hey, where do you think, you know, my career is going to be? And the older Kelly would be like, well,
I sound like an old man.
Hi.
That's my AI voice, my future AI voice. It sounds like an old man sitting on the porch.
Well,
what is going on?
Don't worry about it, honey.
Is this like a little AI crystal ball?
So I guess it learns about you as an actual person by asking a series of questions. So you have to answer these questions truthfully, right?
And then it's going to predict things for you.
Your friends, your family, experiences, all that stuff, right?
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It ages your profile picture even.
Oh, that's not necessary.
So it looks like you're talking to an older version of yourself.
I don't need to see that. Snapchat already makes that happen, and it wasn't good.
And
it wasn't pretty at all.
And then it will. And then you can ask it advice. And what it will do, this AI version, will give plausible synthetic memories and then dispense advice as it would your older self.
How much money are we spending on developing crap like this? This is just the dumbest thing. Why are we doing this? This is getting out of control. This whole AI thing is out of control.
So if, for example, a college student planning to be a teacher, you know, asks
their
future
older self.
Yeah. What's the most rewarding part of your career? And then, like, say, future you is like, well,
it was gratifying to see the students' faces light up with pride and knowledge.
Really? That is, again, the dumbest thing ever. Does anybody think that this is necessary? Does anybody?
Necessary? No.
Okay.
Real? No.
No.
Because again,
dumb.
And so here's what I think. If this is something that people start doing, they're going to try to manifest that. So it could be used for good.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So just like, okay, listen, future AI,
they put it out in the world.
Tell me really good things.
You can't say that.
Tell me that I'm going to end up with a Ryan Reynolds lookalike. That's what I would
have
told myself
to
at 19.
Yeah, I think you have to figure out how to ask it that, though.
Oh.
Like,
okay.
Will my future boyfriend / husband have starred in Deadpool? What is the one with Sandra Bullock and
The Proposal?
The Proposal
and Green Lantern.
And Green Lantern. Yeah. And Old School. Or what was the other one? Not Old School.
No, because then I would have passed up my actual dream man, my husband. See, that's not a good idea. I don't need to have future AI me tell younger me I'm gonna end up with Ryan Reynolds. That's not what I would have needed. Then I would have passed up my actual dream life and my dream guy.
You'd have been holding out.
I would have been holding out. Would have let him pass me by.
But I'll tell you.
I'd still be single.
Single Kelly K right now.
Tragically single at my age.
This would make for great radio content.
Oh, this would not be good.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the dumbest technology. Make it stop.
Kelly hitting.
Make it stop.
Kelly going out, hitting the clubs now.
Oh, my God. Nobody needs that at all.
Hey, kids.
Do people still dance on bars? Is that still happening
somewhere?
Dancing
doesn't happen.
Oh.
Dancing is the thing that isn't huge now anymore.
Okay, no one goes clubbing and dancing anymore.
Well,
I mean, people
go clubbing.
Fun.
People go clubbing, but
But they're not dancing.
They're not dancing as much as
well,
they
Well, how else do you grind up on people, strangers?
Just more awkwardly, I guess.
That was part of the fun.
All right. So anyways, AI. Just another thing that, you know, AI is...
For me to get angry at.
Developing and all that stuff. But
like,
yeah.
Stop wasting your money on stupid technology. It's not necessary. Cure some cancer.
If you could if you could start asking your future self questions.
Just buy yourself an 8-ball at the dollar store. Ask some questions. Shake it. Get your answer.
There it is. Future Kelly.
There it is.
That would be future Kelly's answer to you. Hey, I tell you what.
Go get an 8-ball.
Go
at the
to get
store.
An 8-ball.
Ask a question. Shake it.
And do what it says.
Go live your life.